1039mypigradio.com. It's the morning show, John, Anna, and friends on a Monday morning, January 24th, 2022. We're in the upper 30s out there this morning, partly cloudy today. Slight chance for showers and highs in the upper 50s. But, of course, the morning show is brought to you by Milway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew are your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And speaking of friends, we do have friends, guests from the community. It's Vasya and Brittany from Running WJ Ranch in Texarkana. Y'all doing all right on this Monday?
Yes.
Dragon, we'll make it a Monday.
Yep. Monday, dragon, but we're here.
Thank you for making it.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
And, of course, it's a new year and getting geared up for the first big event.
Yeah, I'm so
for
excited.
For 2022. On the calendar, Saturday, March 5th, yes. Holiday Inn, Texarkana, Arkansas Convention Center. It is Unlimited Dreams. Now, for those that don't know, what is Unlimited Dreams?
Right.
It's going to be a prom for our special needs community, 14 and older. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to have a in-person.
Yeah. So it's going
to
be
in-person.
We get to go to an event.
Yes. Prom for our special needs community.
Okay, so this has happened in the past, but it was called?
It was Night to Shine in conjunction with the Tim Tebow
Foundation.
So you
guys partnered, but now.
But they're doing a virtual, and y'all wanted to do an in-person.
So. Yes. Divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah. That's right.
So, yes, we're doing ours this year in March, and it's going to be on a Saturday night.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, Saturday night. That would be helpful in a lot of different ways, especially for volunteers probably.
Yes.
And the parents getting everybody ready, getting them there, showcasing that a day. Yeah, yes. I like that. Yeah,
there's no rushing.
Yeah. No.
Well, this is very true. Very true. Now, if they're not quite clear about this, this is like, you know, at the end of the year at school, you know, you get your proms.
Right.
And this is
it is a
prom.
Full blown prom.
Yes. All the things that go on at a prom are going on here.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about all the activities.
Who's participating?
Well, we're going to have food. First of all, we literally roll out the red carpet for our
guests.
Yes,
you do. It's beautiful.
Roll out, and we are cheering them on as they get out of their cars and they're walking into the building. And so we have different stations set up, food, photographs, like photo booths and things.
Right.
And because this is a prom for our special needs community.
Right.
We even have a calm room
for
them as well.
If you need to disconnect for a minute.
If they need to disconnect, they can go into the calm room.
Right.
But, you know, we have entertainment. We've had
a dance floor.
Right. We've had a DJ as well as a live band.
Right.
And at the end, we're hoping we get to do the fireworks again this year.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so, yeah.
So, yeah.
So a lot of fun and, you know, the pictures are taken.
Yes.
Oh, that's a big deal when you get the pictures taken.
Yeah, it is.
And when we come back, we want to talk a little bit about the fact that you, I know the last time that you did a live, I think that was the one when we went to. Was the
when
one
Neil McCoy was there.
Yeah, when you were able, Neil McCoy showed up.
Yeah.
he was in town doing something else. He thought, well, I'll come by and do this because he's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
You know? But we'll talk a little bit about how I know last time a lot of the kids in the area high schools got involved. And we're part of this whole prom thing, and they get a lot out of it.
Right, the whole community.
Yes.
We'll talk
Everyone.
More about that and more coming up as we continue on this Monday morning on The Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com. We call it the best and the most country, 103.9, mypigradio.com. Of course, coming up a little bit later on, we'll give you some more details on how you can register to win. We're going to be giving away two pairs of George Strait in concert tickets. The King of Country is coming to North Little Rock, Arkansas in March, along with the special guest Justin Moore, and we've got tickets to that, and we'll tell you how you can get registered. Right now, I want to Anna's favorites, Barbara Mandrell, I Was Country.
Oh, yeah.
When country wasn't cool.
Sure was.
And it's on The Pig. 24 hours a day, the best and most country at The Pig, 1039mypigradio.com. This would be news time, but we've had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friends, our guests from the community. It's Vasya and Brittany from Running WJ Ranch in Texarkana. And what did I do wrong?
Why are you looking like that?
What did I do wrong?
Welcome, Bossy. I appreciate you being here.
I always get it just slightly off. But
can I say
Anna's so good at pointing out when I make a mistake, and I just kind of roll with it when she does it.
I think I heard him roll. I don't know if I
threw this out the last time I was here, but I'm going to throw it out here. Okay. You talked about George Strait tickets. Mm-hmm. If you guys get Reba McEntire tickets, can you just give them to me?
Sure will.
I love Reba, and she's going to be in.
I know.
See, you know.
I know. We keep trying.
I know. Yeah,
keep listening. You never know.
And my daughter likes her, too. My daughter's birthday is next week.
She'll be 15. Listen,
you are our favorite.
I love Reba. Okay, back to the ranch.
Okay, well, now we know. And keep listening. You never know.
Well, you just never know. I do know for sure that we got George Strait and Justin Morrison. But we were talking about the Unlimited Dreams, which is the wonderful night where the prom for the special needs teenagers and adults. Mm-hmm. And but it brings in people, like last time when you were able to have it in person live, a lot of the kids from the local high schools, like football players and cheerleaders and drill team members, they all got involved and came out, and they got to be a part of it all.
Right.
And
so
learned,
you share that night.
Really, they had as much fun as anybody.
Yeah, a lot of our cheerleaders and football players will escort our guests down the red carpet.
Yeah,
right.
So it's really neat to see the kids. They're looking up to them almost, you know, and then they go back to school or they go back in the community and it's like, oh, hey. I know him, you know, they speak to him, you know, and that's a huge thing for us.
Yes, it is.
It really, really is.
So it's huge. And then to sit and watch the football coach almost in tears because he's like, look at my kids stepping up.
Right. They're changing the world.
They are. So it's so neat to just sit back and watch and see what happens and see everybody shine like they do.
Right.
Well, that goes to show that the majority of the kids that we've got, and I call them kids, but the teenagers and high schools around, they're
outstanding.
They're outstanding.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They're caring.
They understand. Yeah.
Yes. You know, I know sometimes when we get older, whatever, we kind of look down on the kids.
Yeah,
and,
like,
oh, they're just messing
around. Just put your phone down.
But they know how to step up.
They do, and they step up,
and they do a great job. So we really appreciate that. Now, if somebody out there wants to volunteer, because you need a lot of volunteers to make something
this
big
roll.
Come off so smoothly as you do. Or if somebody wants to donate some money to sponsor one of these young adults, what do they do?
I'll let you take volunteers first.
Volunteers, you can go to our Facebook page, Running WJ Ranch. There should be some links on there, or we have a prom page, Unlimited Dreams Prom Texarkana.
Right.
And then there's an Unlimited Dreams prom volunteers, maybe. I don't remember how it's worded.
I thought it was all on the same page, but it might not be.
I don't remember.
It's easy. I did a search and I found it really fast, and I'll have it on the website. So.
Perfect. Thank you. So, yes, but I have both a volunteer page and a participant page.
Uh-huh.
And the links to register for either are on both pages. Mm-hmm. So.
All right. So you can do that, or if somebody wants to donate and sponsor an individual?
Yes. First, let me say for the participants, it's free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
They just register, boom. Right. They get to come.
They get to come.
But
it's not free to put this
on.
It's not free to put this on at all.
And so we have different sponsorship levels, as low as $150 for those who would like to sponsor one of the kids, as high as $5,000. And of course, at each level, the donors or sponsors will get, you know, different recognition for that. But it really takes a lot to put this on because we feed them while they are there. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we have the photo booths.
Right.
We have fireworks at the end.
Right.
We have entertainment. It's a lot to make this happen. And so we need the community to really step up and help us.
So especially for those businesses or corporations, the big sponsorships.
Yes.
And then for John Q. Public, like me, or whatever. If you want to individually sponsor somebody, you got that price too.
So right. And you know, we've had people in the past who just sent. One lady sent a $25 check.
Mm-hmm. Every little bit.
That's all she could do.
Yeah. Right.
But that $25 helped us.
Yes.
You know, in some way. And so they can call me at the ranch at 903-838-3223. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, I'll be the one answering the phone.
Right.
So, or they can just visit our website at Running WJ Ranch or stop by the ranch at 4802 South Kings Highway.
Sounds good. We'll kind of put a bow on it, as I say, and wrap it up here in a couple of minutes, and we'll get y'all to play a game with Anna.
Oh, good.
You know, we always have to do that.
Yes,
it's not complete without a game. And we'll do that. Y'all hang around. 1039mypigradio.com. This report, yep. We call it the best and the most country for a reason. The Pig, 1039mypigradio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Three convenient locations to serve you. Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas. And we're continuing our talk with Vasia and Brittany from Running WJ Ranch here in Texarkana. They got the Unlimited Dreams. It's the prom for teenagers and adults with special needs. It's coming up on Saturday, March the 5th at the Holiday Inn Texarkana, Arkansas Convention Center. And once again, in a few minutes, we'll tell you how you can either volunteer, which they need lots of volunteers to pull something this big off, or you can donate, which, you know, it costs them quite a bit to put this on. It's free for the people that are coming, but it takes money to put this all together.
We have to host it.
How you can help them on that. But we're going to play a little game, and the game today happens to be yes or BS. I'm going to give you a statement, and you decide whether it's true fact or something's not quite right about
okay.
it. Are y'all ready?
Yes, we are.
Ready.
Here we go.
Okay.
If you could yell loud enough, it would take your voice 6 hours to travel from New York City to San Francisco, California. If you could yell loud enough.
No. Not 6 hours.
No.
BS. Okay,
a little less.
If it's not six, what would it be?
I don't know. A little under four.
Okay. See, I'm telling you. There's something weird about her. 3.5 hours.
I worked with you.
Okay. But y'all got that right. Okay. Y'all got that right.
Just because.
I don't think anybody was old enough to remember when this was on originally.
Okay.
We might have seen it in reruns.
All right.
In the TV show of the 50s, which I wasn't around then either.
Oh, never heard of that.
Davy Crockett's rifle. There was a TV show called Davy Crockett.
Oh, okay.
Davy Crockett's rifle was named Daisy. Is that yes or BS? Davy Crockett's rifle.
I've heard of a rifle that was named Betsy. I don't know what show it was with.
I'm going to say yes. What are you going to go with? BS?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
I'm going to say yeah.
I'll go opposite.
I'd go along with Betsy there. She's got it right. Now, this is not the movie version, okay? But the television version of Planet of the Apes. You remember that? Where they went into the future and the apes were taking over the world because the...
I saw the movie.
Yeah, the people had,
but never
had
TV.
The nuclear war go off. The TV version was set in the year 3085. 3085. Is that yes or BS?
So let's go with yes.
Everybody says yes.
Yes.
Okay. Guess what?
I like her logic.
Oh, we're wrong?
No, you're right.
Oh, yay!
All right, smarty pants. No. Get this one right. The legendary Chuck Berry had a degree in cosmetology.
I'm gonna say yes for it. That's
it sounds
just
right.
One of those weird facts.
Yeah,
it and guess right. what he did?
See,
yeah,
he did.
She can read a room.
What a talent! All right, there are 1,860 steps to the top of the Empire State Building in New York City. 1,860 steps
probably
to the top.
Okay,
I'm gonna go with
yeah, yeah.
Everybody's going yeah. That's true.
Oh, yeah,
that's true.
Woo,
okay, that's we got. Steps. Two more.
Okay.
Good
Two more. In the movie E.T., extraterrestrial turned a walkie-talkie into a communicator to help him phone home. Did he turn a walkie-talkie into a communicator to help him phone home? Is that yes or BS? Was it a
I don't remember what he
walkie-talkie?
Used.
Wasn't it kind of like a speak and spell kind of thing?
I don't remember.
It was not a walkie-talkie.
It was like big.
Yeah, and it like had like...
Big...
Yeah,
so we're
going to
say
like
BS.
Speaking.
Yeah, go...
Yeah.
What?
Well...
We're saying it was not a
it
walkie.
It was not.
Oh, okay. You're going with speak and spell over there. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Because it did the little robotic voice.
I can't remember the movie.
I just remember
it. I just remember it right.
Yeah.
And the last one, if you raise your legs slowly and lie on your back, you cannot sink in quicksand. If you raise your legs slowly and lie on your back, you cannot sink in quicksand.
As an adult, have you ever...
I know.
I thought it would be more of a problem as an adult, but it never. I've never come across it. I don't know.
You've never come across quicksand?
No.
Raise your legs slowly.
And lie back. You will not sink.
Sure.
BS.
Okay, we got a BS and a sure.
BS. It's quicksand.
Well, I thought, I mean,
no, it's never fast. You don't go.
It's not, okay. No,
fortunately, Anna's right.
Oh, okay.
Of course, I'm the same with you. I had this unusual fear of quicksand when I was a kid.
Yeah, I thought it would be more of a problem. Yeah. It's never
been. It's
like,
oh, I'm going to run that quicksand, I'm going to die. Yes. Never saw any. All right.
Snow thing. Yeah.
Y'all did quite well.
Thank you. We had fun.
All right, once again, what is the, how do they get a hold of you? Phone number and all that kind of stuff.
Phone number 903-838-3223.
All right, and Facebook page and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Unlimited Dreams Prom Texarkana is our Facebook page.
Okay.
And that's for volunteers and people to register, right?
Yes, okay. I believe so.
Yeah, and if you want to donate, get a hold of them too. Call Vasya. She'll get you set up on how to donate. So you can sponsor somebody and make this a night to remember. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to do it in person this year. So thank you.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank y'all for coming in on Monday.
You have to come back.
Appreciate it.
More of the best and the most countries. Coming up next on The Pig. Stay with us. It's a time.